Greetings and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I'm Jerry Usher. The show team in place, our producer Michael Birchfield, Jeff Burson is on social media, and Matt Gabensky is screening your calls today. And we think that there's going to be a lot of calls, Debbie, because we've done a show on this date just about every year that we've been on the air, over six years on Take Two. And it's about a saint whose feast day is today and is very much loved by so many people.
Oh, yes. It is the feast of St. Padre Pio. And if you know him, you love him, you definitely want to weigh in on the show. This is one of my most favorite days on the calendar. I love this day so very much. I love Padre Pio. He's a very active saint. He was a saint with many spiritual gifts that God gave to him himself. And how wonderful of a Capuchin friar he was. And he's still very active. And he loves souls. And he loves you. And he wants you to get to heaven. And he works really hard at that. And his ministry work continues. And it's just amazing. So we are celebrating the feast day of St. Padre Pio. We would like you to call in, maybe share your love of this great saint, what you know about him, maybe an interesting fact. Maybe there's something that involves how he found you, that they say Padre Pio finds different spiritual sons and daughters. You want to share anything? Now is the time to do it. Let's make this a really wonderful celebration show for St. Padre Pio. 833-288-3986.
Well, we're getting contributions already. The website for the show is take2show.com. You can always post your comments there. Like Dana just did, Dana said, I love his abilities as a confessor to see into a person's soul. And we know that that was one of the gifts that St. Padre Pio had, among many others, as Debbie just noted there. So again, our number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Couple things, just so folks know, if you want to get really, you know, up to speed on Padre Pio and the spiritual gifts that he had. He had the gift of healing, bilocation, levitation, prophecy, miracles, the stigmata. He had the heavenly scent that surrounds the stigmata as well. He could read hearts. He had the gift of tongues. He had the gift of conversions. And it goes on and on and on. And what an amazing saint. Pope John Paul II obviously knew that, because talking about the gift of prophecy, when he met Padre Pio, told him that he was going to rise to the highest position in the Catholic Church, and he became, you know, Pope. So, and then Pope, he was canonized in 2002, Padre Pio was, by Pope John Paul. So how amazing of what a story that he, and he's a contemporary, you know, because he died in 1968, so we can relate to him. It's not like it's a saint from the 400s or the 700s. Okay. He was during World War II. So things that we remember, things that have touched us, and also people have visited him. There's people that are alive that visited him many years ago. Maybe you're that special person, or wrote a letter to him and he wrote a letter back in your language because the angels helped him translate into different languages. Pretty amazing, Jerry. As you can tell, I can go on and on and on about Padre Pio. We're reading about him in our book club this month.
That's right. And you mentioned he is a contemporary. Interestingly enough, he shares the feast day today with a saint named Saint Tecla. Just mention this as a point of interest, who actually was alive at the time, apparently, by, according to tradition, she was inspired by the preaching of Saint Paul, and she decided to go out and preach the gospel herself. So bookend saints today, Saint Tecla and Saint Padre Pio, the latter which we are talking about right now on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at 833. Pledge drive a week or so ago. 833-288-3986. 833-288-EWTN.
So as I said, we are reading the book, Padre Pio, The True Story, in our book club. And if you want to join our book club, you can join anytime. Just go to standtalltoday.com, click on the book club tab, and you'll see all the books that we've read in the past. Gigi is a wonderful facilitator of the book club, and it's a wonderful fellowship group as well. We'd love for you to join us. It's a Facebook group. But this Padre Pio book, Jerry, is like, 2 inches thick. So that should tell you what kind of ministry life, what kind of life he led. A pretty amazing saint. And here's the thing, folks, if you're listening and you're parents of preteens and teenagers, he is the patron saint of adolescents. So please get your young folks to start falling in love with this great saint who really wants them to get to heaven. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's so many reasons and things to love about St. Padre Pio. I think for me, what really stands out most is his humility. And I think all of the saints, the canonized saints, that is the one thing that, well, obviously heroic virtue and love of God, but the humility, because so many of his fellow friars didn't believe that anything going on was supernatural. He was investigated so many times. He was told that he could not celebrate public sacraments for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And as you know well, Debbie, and many of our listeners do, he just took that all, I don't want to say in stride. I'm sure it was painful to him in his interior life. But mm-hmm. this is what a holy man or a holy woman does. They are obedient to their superiors. They surrender themselves to the will of God. And so many, many great lessons we can take away from that.
Well, you bring up a really good point. He suffered extreme humiliation and embarrassment, and over even receiving the wounds of Christ. I mean, there was so much there, and because he was told that he could not, you know, do the things that he loved, public ministry, be with the people, he was obedient, Jerry, and he suffered greatly. And plus, he was a sickly person. He had a lot of ailments, a lot of things. And you know, so he dealt with so much. But at a young age, like 5 years old, the good Lord let him talk to, Mary and Jesus and the angels. And so he developed this really strong, intimate relationship with heaven at an early age. So I think that's what gave him so many of the graces to endure all of this, all of these hardships and things that he did, that he dealt with on a daily basis. And from his own, you know, brother friars, that's really tough to have jealousy and doubt and everything happen. That doesn't seem very supportive, you know?
Well, who would like to comment on St. Padre Pio? It is his feast day today. Do you have a devotion to him? Has he been of help to you from his heavenly location now as a saint in the Catholic Church? Call up. Let's share our experiences, what Padre Pio has meant to you, any of the stories about him that have been intriguing and inspiring to you. 833-288-3986. What do you know, what do you love about St. Padre Pio? Pio of Pietrelcina. His feast day is today, September 23rd. I'm Jerry Usher with Debbie Giorgiani on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you are always the ones who drive the program, make it what it is. And we are looking forward to hearing from many of you today about your thoughts on St. Padre Pio, your devotion to him, your love for him. Maybe one of the mystical things that he experienced, you know, has been of interest to you. Debbie is very up on him. If you'd like to talk about any of those things, at 833-288-3986. And just before the break, I was mentioning the humility of Padre Pio, which is one thing that I love. And EWTN has a new book available. He's speaking of humility and acceptance of God's will and total surrender. The book is called Prison Journal, Volume 1, The Cardinal Makes His Appeal. That's by Cardinal George Pell of Australia. He was wrongfully accused and convicted for crimes he did not commit. And Cardinal Pell endured more than 13 months in solitary confinement before his original convictions were overturned. In a stunning example of mercy and forgiveness, he bore no ill will and used his time in prison as a kind of extended retreat. So now available for you, read his spiritual insights, prison experiences, and personal reflections on current events, both inside and outside the church, as well as moving prayers. This book is available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping for online orders, $75 or more in the continental United States. Use the code FREE at checkout. And I am really going to look into this book, Debbie, because mm-hmm. I was following him, as I'm sure you were, very closely mm-hmm. during his ordeal. And thanks be to God, his conviction was overturned. But what an injustice. And look, I'm sure there's a lot of good that's going to come out of that through his book and his witness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Forgiveness. And, you know, he used that time as a retreat and to really write. Yes, absolutely. Okay, before we get to the phones, this is the feast day of St. Padre Pio. If you love Padre Pio, you want to learn about Padre Pio, you want to talk about Padre Pio, or Padre Pio has played a special part in your spiritual life, please call in. We are celebrating the feast day, and we just believe that the good Lord is letting Padre Pio listen to this wonderful show. And so we just want to put a smile on his face because what a great saint he is for us as just an amazing role model and a person of great interior strength. The number to dial to get on the show is 833-288-3986. That is the number to be on air with us to talk about Padre Pio. Or you can post a comment on Facebook or YouTube. We're waving to you. Hi, guys. You guys are so loyal. You're always watching and listening to Take Two. Thank you. And you can do that there as well. You can tell us a story about Padre Pio by emailing us at take2@ewtn.com.
Okay, to the phones we go. First up is Ramona in Trenton, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Ramona. Welcome to Take Two. Oh, no, we're not set to go to Ramona just yet, so we will put the pause button on that one right there. You know, I have right next to me here, Debbie, a beautiful Mass card, and I wanted just to give a little bit of a shout-out to my dear friend Dolores, who lives in Oregon, and she gave me a Padre Pio prayer card, which it says, "Your special intentions will be remembered in a novena of 900 masses." Can you believe it?
Wow.
Offered in honor of St. Pio beginning today on his feast day. So, Dolores, I am so blessed by that. And I just want the Take-Two family to know that, Debbie, you and the show team and all of the Take-Two family, I have bundled all of those with my other intentions for these 900 masses. So maybe
Thank
we can
you.
Look forward to some blessings coming in the coming weeks and years.
Wow, what a gift. That is an amazing, I've never heard 900 masses.
I've heard of, have a mass said for somebody. That's great. But 900 masses, that is outstanding. So I thank the, it's the OFM Capuchins who are going to be offering those masses.
The Capuchins,
Wow.
Beautiful. Well, that's a blessing. That's a gift. Look at Texas go. We got a lot of Texas residents that love Padre Pio. I love that. You know, there's a lot of Padre Pio societies like all around the country. Maybe you represent one of the ministries that have the relics of Padre Pio, or you have a prayer group, a Padre Pio prayer group. Call in and share with us. Have there been miracles? Have things happened? Have there been sightings? We've heard doing this show for several years on Padre Pio, that people are still seeing him come into hospital rooms. You know, remember, he started that beautiful hospital on the hill in San Giovanni Rotondo, several hours outside of Rome, to alleviate the suffering of others. It started with like 300 beds. Now it's up to 1,000 beds. I mean, it's supposed to be like state of the art, you know, medical treatment and care. And, you know, that's Padre Pio. He's strong. He was a very strong saint in an interior sense and also in his ministry, yet his body. He had so many things he was dealing with. I just read this morning, Jerry, that he actually had cancer at one point, and he was miraculously healed from that after two treatments. I never knew that about Padre Pio.
I didn't either. Fascinating. Okay, I believe we do have Ramona now. Absolutely. We're going to go to Trenton, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Ramona. Welcome now to Take Two. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good. Good. What do you have for us today?
So I have this really beautiful story about how I came to know and learn about who Padre Pio was or is. I didn't know. And so what happened is about a little over six years ago, I was speaking at a 40 Days for Life rally in Dallas, and I was experiencing horrible nausea and vomiting. I experienced that with all my pregnancies. But I had finished speaking at the rally, and someone had come up to me, a stranger, and she asked if she could pray over me and my baby. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So she happened to have a St. Padre Pio relic in her purse, and she pulls it out. She puts it on my belly, and she starts praying. But when she's done, someone that I knew came over, and she said, oh, yeah, let's pray for Padre St. Pio's intercession. I think his feast day was the next day. And so I go home, you know, everything's just kind of normal, and I noticed that through the night I didn't get sick, in the morning I didn't get sick, but I never really put two and two together. And so that day I was, you know, remembering St. Pio and this relic this lady had pulled out, and I thought, I'm going to look into St. Pio because I'd never heard of him. And so I started reading about him and things like that, and I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. And so I didn't think anything of it, and all day I didn't get sick. And that night, just in the middle of the night, I woke up just instantly, like someone was putting perfume under my nose, like that strong. And so I was in a deep sleep. I just woke out of nowhere. And I remember even asking my teenage daughter the next day, did you come into my bedroom? Did you spray perfume? You know, somebody was in there, you know? And so I thought nothing of it again. And then I just thought, that's kind of strange. But that day of his feast day, I was, you know, researching and reading about him. And that same day when I went out to get the mail, I ended up receiving something in the mail from the shrine of St. Pio somewhere. I don't know where it was from. And it had a brown scapular of St. Pio and Our Lady. And I thought, you know, how did this happen? So no doubt he found me. And now I've just, you know, fallen in love with St. Pio and think he's amazing. Fast forward to just a couple of years ago, and my grandmother passed away when she was dying of cancer. I, placed that same scapular around her neck and prayed by her bedside. And she happened to pass away, and her rosary fell on St. Pio's feast day. So I don't think it's any of this coincidence. Yeah, I think it's all God.
Wow. Ramona, there's so many elements of your story that I have come to learn are very true on how Padre Pio works when he is finding his spiritual sons and daughters, or they're finding him. And I didn't know how exactly, you know, how that transpires and how that unfolds. I actually met a few people that actually knew Padre Pio. And they had corresponded with him, and the families have continued to stay in touch with him. And then when he passed in 1968, they had actually received some confirmations that he was still in touch with them. And so I learned that indeed Padre Pio does, similar to Saint Therese of Lisieux, with her, you know, spiritual gifts that she sends people, that she, just kind of tapping them, letting them know that she is active. He does the same thing. And so I would think that it's pretty probably safe to say you're one of his spiritual children. And it's so beautiful because he wants us all to get to heaven. You know, there's stories about how he's not going to enter through the pearly gates until all of his spiritual children have gone through. And, you know, he works, you know, he never tires. He just continues on no matter what, because he has, you know, he's been, you know, enlightened, if you will, in such a way, because he had such an intimate relationship with Jesus and Mary and his angels. And then to develop that and to receive all these spiritual gifts, he just understands at such a deeper level that we can benefit from that. Because this, let's face it, this world is very crazy. We're dealing with a lot of things. You were dealing with, you know, all day sickness in your pregnancy and stuff. And we're dealing with a lot of things. He really wants to give us that, I think, comfort, you know, as a heavenly friend. And I just think it's beautiful. So God bless you. It sounds like you have a wonderful friend. And I pray for you many, many years on this earth. But when God calls you home, I think it's going to be so cool, because you'll probably just walk up to him and say, hi, Padre, you know, and just walk right up to him like you've known him for many years, right?
Yeah. That's the hope. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Saint Therese, Debbie, because I was thinking exactly of her as well. And, you know, this whole notion of the saints being able to help us and comfort us and so forth, that's foreign to a lot of people, you know, most non-Catholics, even some Catholics. But, you know, the Bible even talks about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, you know, whenever people suffer, and I'm paraphrasing here, we are able to comfort them by using the same comfort we have received from God. See, God gives us a role as his children, as his family. He gives us a role in his work. He allows us to do these kinds of things that we're talking about regarding St. Padre Pio and St. Therese. It is not, they do not do anything on their own or of their own power, but it's, we have a Father in heaven who wants us to be in heaven so much, like you said, Debbie, and to have us comforted in our times of affliction, that he does use the intercession and prayers of the saints.
Yes, absolutely. They're there to help us. They're part of our family, and that's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Ramona, so very, very much. Beautiful call to start off the celebration for the feast day of Padre Pio. If you'd like to join us, let's make this a really big show and then spread it on social media. Let's make it a let's just blitz social media all over the place about Padre Pio. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call.
Okay, let's go to Janie in San Antonio, Texas, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Janie. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, I was calling. Yes, I was calling because I remember thinking there's so many saints. It was overwhelming. And little by little, I've been getting attached to saint one by one. And Padre Pio came into my life. Through my niece, she told me about him. And so there was this event where they had relics, and I got to go do that in San Angelo, Texas. And my other niece was telling me about becoming a spiritual daughter. So I had a question of how do you become a spiritual daughter with Padre Pio?
Well, Janie, I don't think there's one particular way. I learned this through many folks that had correspondence with him many years ago. They have since gone on to receive their heavenly eternal rewards. But some people are actually still alive, or the families of these folks that had close attachments to Padre Pio. And I understand there's, I think the first thing is to ask him, to be part of your spiritual life. And then learn about him and try to, live out your spiritual life as, and using him as one of your role models. And then to develop that friendship, I believe there is a confirmation that comes eventually by way of like with our first caller, Ramona, with the relic or somebody having, a real close attachment to Padre Pio. And then they say, Janie, I need to give you this scapular, like Ramona was saying, or you get something in the mail. And I think it's a little added gift that he realizes you want to be one of his spiritual daughters, and then you get that confirmation. The reason why I say that, Janie, is that I've been asking him for many years. And it was in a talk that I gave in Texas, in Houston, on angels and demons. And I just kind of blurted out in the middle of the talk. I said, I've been asking for Padre Pio if I could be his spiritual daughter. And I never really got any signs, but I still love him. And I think of myself as a spiritual daughter. And this lady walked up to me after the talk, and she says, I am one of his spiritual daughters. I know I am. And I got confirmation that Padre said yes. And then she made the comment like, and you're going to receive a second confirmation, because basically kind of she was telling me that I was hard-headed and I needed a second confirmation. And sure enough, a lady walks up to me, and she had two relics that she was wearing of Padre Pio. She took one off of her necklace and she said, here, this is for you. You need to have it. And there was the second confirmation. So I was, I was a mess. I was a mess. I had to give a second talk, and I could barely get through the second talk, because I was like, I'm so excited. I think I might be one of his so spiritual daughters. So I can understand that there's this this desire. I would say keep pursuing it and including him in your go-to saints. You can have many saints. They're not jealous of each other. They're all in heaven. So go to him and see if you get some of those beautiful confirmations that he is aware that you want to be one of his spiritual daughters. What do you think, Jerry?
I couldn't add anything to that. That was a brilliant explanation. What do you think, Janie? Does that sound good?
Yes, it does. It sounds awesome.
All right. Keep in touch with us, Janie. Let us know how this relationship with Padre Pio develops. Again, start by just asking him and say, St. Pio, if you would like to have God give me a confirmation of that, I am wide open to that. So thanks, Janie, for joining us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie today on the Feast of St. Padre Pio. Take Two family, you always do such a wonderful job making the programs what they are. And it is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. And we do have a line or two open. We got several people we're going to get to here momentarily. But you will actually get through to speak to Matt Gabensky right now and get in the queue to be on the program. So it's a great time to call 833-288-3986 as we discuss our love for, devotion to, and experiences of St. Padre Pio here on his feast day today. 833-288-3986.
Okay, so we'll go back to the phones. We got comments coming in. We have emails. We have text messages. We love you guys. Thank you so much for celebrating Padre Pio's feast day with us. David is up next in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our friends at The Rock. Hi, David. Welcome.
Yes. I only have a comment about Padre Pio. I like praying the prayer after communion, especially mm-hmm. where it all where stuff begins with "Stay with me, Lord," and then I pray the rest of the prayer. When he was very good at reading people's conscience, whether it's in confession or out of confession. And when the one person asked him a question, "What is hell like?" he says, "You'll find out when you get there."
Oops.
And that's all. Yeah. That's all the comments I have to share.
Wow.
Wow. Well, David, I just wanted to let you know that is actually one of my favorite prayers. And you're right. It each line begins with "Stay with me." So like it's a long prayer, and I would really encourage our listeners, please internet search it. Just Padre Pio's prayer after communion. And it's like, you'll recognize it. Cause it's like the first line is "Stay with me, Lord, for it is necessary to have you present so that I do not forget you. You know how easily I abandon you. Stay with me, Lord, because I am weak. I need your strength." It goes on and on like that. It is such a powerful prayer, David. I so agree with you. And it just makes you feel so connected to our Lord, especially after consuming his body. I mean, how incredible is that, Jerry? I know you love that prayer as well.
I do. You know, I don't pray it often enough, but I have prayed it many times in the past. And you mentioned just a couple of the, phrases or stanzas in that particular prayer. Like you said, it's a little bit long for us to get into on the air right now, but I just encourage people to, David, you've encouraged me and a lot of people. So I would just say, please just do an internet search. It might even be at EWTN.com, but I just did a search for St. Padre Pio communion prayer, and a lot of results came up. And yeah, really. But print out that prayer. Take it with you. Keep it with you when you go to Mass. And once you start praying that prayer, it's all about wanting to know God's will and wanting to keep close to God. And like you said, Debbie, I do not want to forget you. You know how easily I abandon you. So if a saint like Padre Pio can feel the need to say those things, I think definitely I need to say those things as well.
Mm-hmm. I agree. What do you think, David?
Yes, I agree. Because as I'm praying, I'm asking the Lord to stay with me, and that I don't mm-hmm. forget Him. That He's with me now. After
right.
that, after you're consumed, after you just consumed Him,
mm-hmm.
And whether it's after church or when you get home from church, you know, I feel something coming through me. So mm-hmm. unless it's just that my conscience enjoys absorbing the prayer, as I say, that Padre Pio prayer after communion.
Right. Well, David, you know, our Lord, He wants union with us. We long for union with Him, and we have the body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith. And I just heard last night when I was talking with my other sister on the phone, that it's up to like 80% of Catholics don't believe in the real presence. You know, that is that's so sad, so tragic. That's because, you know, you look at Padre Pio's life. I mean, he was so devoted to the Eucharist. I mean, saying Mass the day he dies, I mean, that's how devoted he was. And the belief in the body, blood, soul, and divinity, and what it means to consume our Lord and to stay intimately connected and never to be apart from our Lord. That's the key. And that's the key to happiness, and that's the key to our journey to getting to heaven, and to be with all the heavenly realm in the beatific vision. So I just say, David, those certain prayers, like the Stay With Me prayer, the prayer after communion, Padre Pio's prayer, I think those prayers are very powerful, and they reinforce that just how connected we long to be and we should be, and how we must pray that over and over again so that we build that strength. How do you feel about that, Jerry?
I agree so very, very much. The Eucharist has been described as the source and summit of our faith. Just ponder that once in a while, dear friends. When you're in your prayer time, ponder what that is saying to us. It's the source of our faith, and it's the summit, the high point of our faith. I say, but for the grace of God, go I. I ask God so many times, Lord, why do I believe? Why do I love the Eucharist? You know, it would be so easy, like Padre Pio said, don't let me forget you. You know how prone I am to abandon you. But it's amazing that so many people go through the Catholic motions, go to Mass, say the prayers, walk up, get communion, and don't really believe or appreciate his real presence. And again, that's not self-congratulations. That's actually, I'm falling, you know, on my face before the Lord saying, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for this gift that you've given me. And please give the same gift of faith to everyone.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. David, thank you so very much for reminding us of that very, very powerful prayer. Also, too, there's other prayers, too, that have that same kind of depth that really can help us on the journey. The Memorare is the other one. Please remember, always the Memorare, strong prayer. And also pray the St. Michael prayer morning and evening, especially now during these times, because we are fighting a spiritual war. Padre Pio knew about that. He started fighting it at 5 years old. Satan was after him when he was a little boy. Okay. And so we really need to pray that. There's certain prayers that actually help us, I think, along the journey, Jerry.
Yeah, indeed. And one of the ways that you can get through to the program, as we said at the top of the show, is by texting the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response, put in your first name and comment, and that'll get through to us on our document here, online document that Jeff Burson is getting to us. It might be a small data rate depending on your phone plan, but Katie texted in. Katie said, this is really cute. I got a picture of Padre Pio and hung it up downstairs, and my son asked, why didn't we have one upstairs? I asked why we would. He said, we needed Padre Pio in two places at once.
Bilocation.
Smart young man. Yeah, Padre Pio had the gift of bilocation, of actually being in two places at once.
So. Yeah, wow. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phones. Another Dave in New Jersey, Sirius XM 130. We got a lot of Sirius XM listeners. Thanks, Dave, for listening on Sirius XM 130. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. This is actually I've been listening for a while, thanks to my mom, but first time calling in.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Sure. And I just wanted to say, Padre Pio has been in my life. I'm 41 years old now. He's been in my life throughout, you know, since I was a child. As I mentioned to the gentleman before, this all started with my grandmother and my mother are the two biggest inspirations for my Catholic belief. Without them, I would basically be nothing. They have taught us everything inspiration-wise. My grandmother is no longer with us. She died last Thanksgiving. But she's the one that started my devotion to Padre Pio. With a miracle actually happening. It happened back in the early 80s. I believe it was 81 or 1980, 81. Her next door neighbor, who was also named Betty, her son, Paul, was in a horrific car accident in Pennsylvania. He was rushed to the hospital. Instantly, he was in a coma, non-responsive. They thought he was going to die, broken, I don't know how many bones in his body. It was pretty bad, and the doctor said there's no way he's going to come out of this coma. My grandmother and her neighbor started praying to Padre Pio just 24 hours nonstop. Well, one of the nights, Paul suddenly woke up, and he saw a man standing by his door in Crozier Hospital giving the sign of the cross. He said, Uncle Charlie? Uncle Charlie? And all of a sudden, then Paul said he remembers just falling back on his pillow again. the next morning, doctors come in and Paul's walking around talking. Nothing's wrong whatsoever. The only thing Paul really has wrong with him now is just a glass eye in his right eye, I believe. Other than that, he's perfectly fine. And this was Padre Pio miraculously healing Paul, appearing to him. They submitted this, I believe, my grandmom and her next-door neighbor. They eventually received the glove of Padre Pio at my grandmother's house in Ridley Park in the 90s. And they were blessing. There was a line out the door. I remember going over there. And everybody just wanted to just be blessed by his glove. So that was the starting out point where we became very devoted to Padre Pio. And then I also had something happen personally to myself. My wife and I, we were married in 2008. And she's about 4 years younger than I am, but she has polycystic ovarian disease pretty bad. And since 08 to, I say, about 2014, we were trying to conceive to have our first child, and it just wasn't working. We did not want to do IVF or anything like that. We actually found a great Catholic doctor up in northern Jersey that we started seeing driving up there. So we were doing this for a while. But we were told my wife, you know, just wasn't going to be able to have kids. It was going to be very, very difficult. I was praying to Padre Pio all the time. And I remember going to Mass one Sunday just by myself. It was 7 a.m. Mass at Notre Dame Parish, was our parish at the time. And I got there early. There was nobody else around. And I just sat down and I looked next to me and I see a picture of Padre Pio holding the Christ child. It's almost like a Mass card, but a postcard type. It's only maybe 5 by 3 inches. Padre Pio, and he's holding the baby Jesus, and it's sitting right next to me. And I'm looking around, and you know, I took the card. Of course, I didn't see any other cards around in the church, and I looked at the back of it, and it says, "Within your soul, let there be happiness and courage. The child comes to bless men of goodwill, provided they submit to his loving guidance. May the Christ child bless you and your dear one, Padre Pio." And within about 3 weeks later, we found out my wife was pregnant almost after 6 or 7 years. And we had our only daughter that we have now. And I owe that all to nobody but Padre Pio. Mm. So,
wow. Go ahead, Dave.
In my life, and I pray to him, and I heard you say St. Michael. I pray to St. Michael nonstop because right now we definitely need St. Michael more than anything.
Wow. You are a spiritual son of St. Padre Pio. There's no question about that. Your wife, a spiritual daughter, and your beautiful daughter as well. And I just love the way you describe, you know, there came a point in your life where you could see the work of Padre Pio all through your life. Sometimes that happens to us. We discover a saint, they discover us, and all of a sudden we look back and we go, wow, this saint has been with me and helping me all throughout my life. So that is beautiful. Paul's story, absolutely amazing. The saints held nothing back from God, so there's nothing God will not allow them to do by way of these amazing works that you're talking about. And just real quickly, you mentioned the glove. You know, for anybody who's wondering, you know, what is this weird stuff that Catholics talk about, a glove and a relic and so forth? Well, that's very, very scriptural. We have, let me pull that up over here for just Acts 5:15. Remember when the people were coming to Peter to be healed, and it said that at least the shadow of Peter might fall upon them. So, mm-hmm. You know, if a shadow of St. Peter, you know, can be used by God for miraculous healings, you know, God can use so many other things, which
that's
he does.
Right. That's right. And I just want to echo that, Dave. I just want to say that your family is, you know, Padre Pio is part of your family, La Familia. You know, he's very strong on relationships. And he, and like you said, coming in to the hospital room, there's been many reportings, many sightings of Padre Pio, even today. I mean, still it's happening. And why is that? Because he's on a mission. And I heard this wonderful young man give this, because he's one of his spiritual sons, he was giving, he was doing this YouTube video on Padre Pio. And he said, the interesting thing about Padre Pio is that when the saints were all in, when they were all in, they held nothing back. And Jerry just said that. And that's what we're called to do, is to be all in. If we want to, you know, get to heaven on that, you know, that road of holiness to sainthood. And Dave, you're blessed. You're absolutely blessed. If you do find the time, because it sounds like you're busy, you know, with a family, but if you could drop us an email, we would love to hear more details about, you know, Padre Pio, if you can, take2@ewtn.com, if you have the time.
Absolutely. I would love to. It's, like I said, he's been an inspiration, a role model, mm-hmm. to all the suffering he went through. You look at it, our suffering, what we think may be suffering in our lives, is incomparable to what he went through. And
that's
look at that as a role model, basically, that my problems are nothing. You know, Padre mm-hmm. Pio or the saints, they're the ones to look up to, you know, mm-hmm. and I just call upon him just for my pettiness, you know, which we think is, you know, suffering. Is nothing compared to what Padre Pio went through.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dave, you're so right.
Yeah.
But what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said they still care though, even if they're minor little things in the big picture.
Oh,
things. The saints still care. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
ahead,
right. Then. But the interesting thing, Dave, is what you're saying is he had so many physical ailments. You know, he had major stomach issues, all sorts of things throughout his whole entire life. So he had these physical limitations, right? But then he had the emotional, he had the spiritual, because he was battling Satan all the time. Okay, so it was coming at him, you know, from all different aspects. And he held firm, he held strong. And that's the beauty of looking up to him as a role model, as we say, wow, if he can do that with all these arrows coming at him, you know, round the clock, okay, we can give of ourselves and we can be all in. And that's the thing that I love about Padre Pio. He encourages me to stay strong, even though when I feel like I'm so weak, I just want to roll over and play dead. And so, Dave, thank you. Your story today, I believe, has helped everybody that is listening. I just think it's amazing. And there's no accident that you got on the show. I believe Padre Pio made that happen, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for your call. Got some others we want to try to get to before we end the program. Also, just want to mention tonight on EWTN television and many of these same EWTN radio affiliate stations, it's the world over with Raymond Arroyo. Every week, Raymond challenges viewers with important political and cultural reporting and analysis of a wide variety of topics of interest to Catholics and people of faith. We encourage you, do not miss an episode of The World Over tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on many of these same EWTN radio stations.
I love it. Okay, Ann is up next in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, listening on Holy Spirit Radio. Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to share a story. So back in the 90s, my sister was in a car accident, and she had a traumatic brain injury. She ended up, there was a whole bunch of issues that went on. Like she coded twice. But my grandfather knew this, somehow had an acquaintance with this lady, and I was told her name is Lenita, and she often was with this other lady, Blanche, and they would bring the glove. They brought the glove to the glove of Padre Pio to the hospital, so that my sister could touch it while she was in her coma. And we were told that, we were told a lot of things, that she would probably not be able to walk or talk, and all this stuff. And she did. And it's funny because listening to it now, I'm like maybe she did so well because she did get to touch that glove listening to all these stories. But yeah, I just wanted to share that. And if anybody knows Lunita and Blanche, who apparently traveled together with this glove and they brought it to my sister, we very much appreciate it. And we appreciate all that they did and the driving they did, because it was, I think they came from the Padre Pio shrine in, mm-hmm. I'm not sure where it is, but I know it's not too far from here.
Wow. You know, see, this is how the Holy Spirit works. This is the beauty of this show, that we're able to do this. And when were you able to share this? Like after just hearing Dave's call from New Jersey? I mean, this is This is amazing. This is God. And God is trying to reach all of us and touch all of us and connect all of us. And it's such a beautiful thing. And this is what we get to look forward to if we just remain faithful and on that path. And we've got our heavenly saints to help us as friends and companions. And you're awesome. Thank you for sharing what you shared today. And I hope maybe you make that connection or folks maybe email us, take2@ewtn.com. If you are Lynetta or Blanche, you know, email us. Let's connect everybody. That would be wonderful, right, Ann?
Yeah, I just did a quick look on the internet, Deb. The PadrePio.com, the Padre Pio Foundation of America, it says, this aroma to some people is the sweet smell of tobacco, and to others it is the aroma of fresh flowers. Mm-hmm. When one smells this aroma of Padre Pio, he is telling you he is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? Yep. Yeah.
It is. It truly is. Wow. This is amazing. We have more comments coming in. We have emails and texts and everything. Let's keep celebrating. We've got the whole day to celebrate the feast day of Padre Pio. And just, you know, learn about him. Read about him. You can go. There's so many things on the internet about Padre Pio, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got another call that we will fit in here. Probably the last one of the program. Grace in Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Grace. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. My name is Grace Molina, and you had a caller earlier from San Antonio, and I'm just about 36 miles south of San Antonio. And this is my first time calling to y'all. I have called to the Women of Grace show before. Can you hear me?
Yes, just fine.
Okay, because I'm on my radio. I was coming into town, and I said, well, if I can get in, we're Floresville. I mean, Floresville is about 6 miles from Post, but I said, if I can get in through the calls, I'll try it. So I'm in the parking lot with my phone on. But I just love Padre Pio, and it's like my devotion to him is like through confession. It's like mm-hmm. when I go to Mass on Sundays and during the week, I sit not too far from the confessional. And one time there was an older lady waiting to go to confession, and I looked to, you know, she was in front of me, and she was saying she had her Padre Pio prayer book. And it's like I have received the chaplet of Padre Pio, and I ordered some last week so that I can give to some of my friends because I pray that. And then when I get up in the morning, of course, I thank God and praise him for a new day that he has given me. But I have an 8x10 picture of Padre Pio next to my my table, my side table next to my bed. And I'm just filled with his love because of him hearing confessions. And, you know, that we have that gift of going to confession and then being able to go and receive Jesus in the most precious, you know, his body, blood, and soul, and divinity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I just receive, and I just get cards and books, you know? Sometimes we have a little prayer box in the back that people can just go through it and mm-hmm. And see what you want to pick up, and I find prayer books from him there, and either I'll keep them if I already have it or pass it on to somebody else. And then my daughter-in-law, I have two sons, and the oldest one, my oldest son is Stephen. He's married to Sharon. And she was, from her job, she was able to meet, or she knows somebody that was related to Padre Pio, and that person gave my daughter-in-law a card of Padre Pio, and then my daughter-in-law, in return, gave it to me. And I was hearing the gentleman talking about my daughter-in-law and my son have been trying to get, she has been trying to have get pregnant for almost 6 years. So I'm definitely going to pass that testimony to my daughter-in-law today, mm-hmm. you know. And I just feel so in love with Father mm-hmm. Pio and, you know,
yes.
the saints, all the saints, because mm-hmm. of how much they bless us through the suffering. Mm-hmm. And where they're at now with Jesus, and that, like you said, one day we will be able to see them.
Amen to that, Grace. Grace, we can hear the love you have for the saints and especially for Padre Pio on this feast day. And it's just so beautiful. And you're right. We are a sacramental church. And Padre Pio knew that. That's why he spent, 15, 16, 18 hours in the confessional. And he would say to people, you know, everything should be confessed. Hold nothing back, be all in. And he knows now because he's a saint. So he knows what we get to look forward to. And I just want to share this real quickly, Grace, for those of, because we're all dealing with stress right now. Everybody's under pressure. It just was reminded by one of our listeners, Padre Pio is the patron saint of stress relief.
So I think
we should call on Padre Pio right now, right?
He's busy. Mm. Yeah, and our friend Ron in Los Angeles texted, Ron, we're going to pray for you through the intercession of St. Padre Pio. Ron is having a few health issues going on right now that are kind of recurring for him. So thank you all so much. We are going to end the week tomorrow talking about what you want to talk about. It's our monthly unscripted show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So be sure and get your thoughts ready for tomorrow's program. And until then, we wish you a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.